Bethel's public schools don't have much of a bus system right now, but as of last night, they do have a deal with Cusco Cab. Naeem Shabani is the taxi company's CEO, and he says this could be difficult to pull off.
Let me put it to you this way. If anyone could, it's us.
Cusco Cab is the larger of Bethel's two cab operators, and Shabani says he's already talked through some of the logistics with school officials. The Lower Kuskokwim School District has offered to give children cab vouchers, and Cusco Cabs will pick the students up at designated stops throughout town.
We're trying to get as close to it being a bus service as possible. Think of it as like a shuttle service, you know, where folks that are going the same direction hang out, and the shuttle comes by and gets as many as they can.
LKSD finalized their deal with Shabani about 36 hours before the first day of school. This last-minute scramble is the result of a months-long contract negotiation process between the school district and Golden Eagle Unlimited, a Bethel-based company that's provided student transportation in town for more than 20 years. Golden Eagle and LKSD left the table without a deal, and they have somewhat different stories about what happened. In early 2018, the district issued a business proposal inviting companies to bid on a one-year contract to transport Bethel students to and from their schools. Former state legislator Bob Herron, who co-owns Golden Eagle, says the length of the contract was so short because the district actually wanted to get into the busing business themselves as a, quote, belt-tightening measure. LKSD's Superintendent Dan Walker strongly disputes this. After plenty of back and forth, Golden Eagle declined to bid on that one-year contract, though Superintendent Walker says Golden Eagle didn't walk away from the deal until May.
We were still negotiating with Golden Eagle. I know what we did. I know that we were negotiating with Golden Eagle right up to the very day, frankly, that we knew we had to order buses.
Now, LKSD is buying its own school buses. According to Walker, the new fleet will cost about $600,000, or about $100,000 per 65-passenger bus. But those buses won't arrive in town for another 6 weeks. Superintendent Walker defended his district's stopgap solution.
I know you haven't been out here very long, but it is absolutely routine for kids to take cabs. We do it at KLA all the time. We do it in our Ready programs all the time.
Parents have expressed concerns about LKSD's use of taxis. Some are worried about younger students, first and second graders, riding to school alone in cabs. In general, cab drivers do not undergo the same background checks that school bus drivers do. Other community members, including Bethel Police Chief Burke Waldron, have expressed concerns about the traffic that all these Cusco cabs might cause in the mornings. In addition to LKSD's deal with Cusco Cab, the district is also offering to reimburse parents for driving their children to school. The rate varies by distance. LKSD also purchased three special education, quote, short buses from Golden Eagle, though those won't be enough for the city's students. In a statement issued yesterday, Golden Eagle said that it actually offered to provide LKSD with bus service while they wait for their new bus fleet to arrive, but LKSD declined that offer. Bob Herron added that the district, quote, would not use the bus company they'd been using for 22 years to do a 6-week stint. While the first few days of school could be rocky, Superintendent Walker assured parents that LKSD's new bus system would be better in the long term.
This is going to work out, and it's going to be, I believe, a good system.
In the meantime, Cusco Cab's Naeem Shabani plans to write a detailed Facebook post tomorrow that will list when and where his taxi drivers will pick up Bethel students. LKSD will notify parents of the details tomorrow as well. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Cotsarillas.